eating snacks in there?
Bathroom snacks?
No, kitchen snacks.
Oh. Those are better than bathroom snacks. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 201.
This is a podcast where two drunken Ivan Dragos play retro games for your amusement. I am Ivan Drago number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am Ivan Drago number two. My name is Earl. And this week we will be fighting some Russians for sure. We're going to be playing
maybe we're more of Rocky Balboas.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But we're going to be playing some Super Punch-Out on the Super Nintendo, which should be pretty sweet. We're once again recording from quarantine, recording remotely, Jurek from his place and me from my place.
Indeed. And we're playing this on the Switch.
And we're playing this on the Switch.
Last night when tinkering around with it, that if we're both in the same party, you kind of thing on here, we can actually play one player games and just see what the other person is doing and then switch controls back and forth.
Yep. So it's basically just like playing a single player game with two people when we're both together. But
yeah, exactly. It's just,
yeah,
sometimes I'll be sitting here watching my TV watching Earl play.
Right. But before we get to Super Punch Out, how's it going this week, Jurek? How's your quarantine going?
You know, it's going all right. Just, you know, doing the same old thing. And had to make a grocery store run this morning, so got to the store at like 7 a.m. to just be there when like nobody else is there, and I know the shelves are stocked, so I was able to get everything I needed.
Nice. Did they have eggs? I still have not been able to get eggs in like a month.
They did have eggs, but not very many.
Okay.
I think if I had been there, you know, 2 hours later, they probably wouldn't have had eggs.
I mean,
I'm not sure what's going on with the eggs.
Right, me neither, because it's not like there's a food shortage.
I know. I was able to get an 18-pack of eggs.
Okay, well.
Yeah, my mom said she went to Target, though, the other day and tried to buy, like, cheese, and they didn't have any cheese.
Weird. The things that are not on the shelf is mind-boggling.
I know.
I don't know.
Some things just don't make sense. Yeah. Like, I think finally you can find like toilet paper, I think, regularly again, because everybody has enough for the next like 2 years.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that's about it. That was my main excitement. And now I don't have to go anywhere again for the next like 10 days.
Nice. Nice.
I buy like 10 days worth of groceries.
Yep. Yep. Not
normally how I do my shopping. So.
Yeah, mine's the same. I just been cooped up at home, you know, not doing much, playing a lot of video games, I guess. But tell the Revelers and I, Jurek, what video games have you been playing in your quarantine?
Well, I beat Cuphead earlier this week.
Oh, you beat it?
I beat it.
Oh my god!
I did manage to beat it.
How was it?
It's good. It's hard. Some of the bosses are frustrating.
Yep.
But, you know, I mean, it's all just playing them over and over, and you learn their patterns, and eventually you master, you know, phase one, and then you move on to phase two, and eventually you master that too, and maybe not master it, but...
But know it enough to...
Know it enough to kind of be able to figure it out and everything, but yeah. I feel like I got lucky on the second to last boss. I think I somehow something I did like glitched the game out.
What?
And yeah, so the second to last boss is like King Dice or whatever, who, you know, runs the casino that you're whatever.
Yeah.
And after you go through and you fight like little mini bosses kind of before you actually get to him. And then when I was fighting him, I like must have, I don't know if I like timed it perfectly that I did a certain amount of damage and then I used my like super on him and it did so much damage that it just maybe like skipped it, like confused the game as to like going to the next phase or something of him.
Oh.
And he just kind of like sat there above me with his hand just like kind of on the ground, like moving, but he wasn't attacking or doing anything. He just sat there as I pummeled him and eventually just killed him.
Wow. Nice. Nice.
So yeah, wasn't really sure what happened, but I'll take it.
You'll take it. Sweet. Sweet.
Because I was having a lot of trouble with him.
Right. But you beat it. I mean, I feel like many people cannot say that. You know?
Yeah,
there's not many people who can say that.
It's definitely a hard game, but
yeah.
I felt a sense of pride and accomplishment after finally beating that final boss.
Maybe I should pick it back up again and give it a shot. I think I got halfway or something and just kind of stopped. I think Smash came out or something, you know?
Yeah, probably. I think that's about when it was, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely a fun game. But then today, Final Fantasy VII Remake came out.
On PS4. How is that?
It's pretty sweet. Yeah, I enjoy it. You know, it's not, you know, going to be quite the original, but... And I feel like I was talking to you, we were talking earlier before we started recording, how my main complaint with the whole thing is going to be the fact that it's not the whole game that came out. It's just the Midgar section, which is really only, you know, the first 7 or 8 hours of the game.
Right. Okay. But they've somehow made it longer. Right.
Yeah, they've definitely padded it out. Like even already in the first, I played earlier for I don't know four and a half hours or so, I think. And there's already a bunch of just kind of extra stuff, little side quests and things to do. They're just I don't know, artificially inflating the length of it. Like it kind of pisses me off because their whole reasoning that Square is saying that they're doing it episodically, they're like, well, it's too big of a game to do all in one game. It's like, well, yeah, add a bunch of extra stuff that wasn't in the original game.
Yeah, I mean, like, the original game, you know, they made that, and that whole game came
out. And that whole art, like, Final Fantasy XV came out a couple years ago, and that's a huge game, and that all fit in one game. So
yeah.
I don't really... understand their logic with saying it's too big of a game.
Right, right. Weird.
But yeah, it's fun.
But it's cool.
The combat's really cool.
It's not turn-based, right?
No, so it's like your normal attack is just, it's square and you're running around and you're hitting that and...
So you don't go into battle, right? Like
no, everything's just like on the main screen or whatever.
Okay.
In real time and everything, but you're hitting square doing just your normal attack is just kind of a really weak attack.
Can you still get your limit?
See, that's yeah. So your normal attack just it builds up your ATB meter.
Okay.
And then when that fills up, then you press X and it'll go into like slow motion and then you pick from a menu of, you know, your abilities or spells or whatever. So basically, your normal attack is you're using it instead of sitting there waiting for your, you know, whatever ATB automatic time battle.
Yeah, yeah.
waiting for that bar to fill up, you're doing it by doing like really weak, just regular attacks.
And then when
that fills up, then you go into a menu and you select magic or whatever you use.
Okay. Cool.
So yeah, so that's cool. And then you switch back and forth between your guys.
It just came out today, so, like, how far would you say you are?
Not very far. Like, I played through, we blew up, you know, spoilers, but it's literally the first hour and a half of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Blow up the first reactor, the Mako reactor.
Mako. I've always said Mako. Always.
I think I always said Mako, too, but they do say Mako in the game.
I never would have thought. Never would have thought it would be Mako.
Yeah.
And
then I played a little bit further, you know, went to and met, like, you know, so I got Tifa.
Okay.
And whatnot.
Yep.
But, cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting a little deeper. I'm just curious how they padded this game out to be...
Right, like...
Make the first, you know... I mean, really, you can get out of... Like, when I play, Midgar takes me probably, like 8 hours plus, because I spend a lot of time even in there just grinding, because... that's the way I play turn-based RPGs, is that I'm always way over level because I don't want to ever get a game over. I never lose. I just wail on everybody because I will take hours and hours and hours just grinding to make sure I'm like 5 to 10 levels ahead of where I'm supposed
to be. Yeah. I don't even I do that too with RPGs. And then I'm so strong that like I always just use my regular attack. I never even use spells or anything.
I will stay in an area. In most turn-based RPGs, I'll stay in an area until I can one-shot every regular enemy with just my regular attack.
Right.
When I'm doing that, then I'm like, okay, now it's time to move on to the next area.
Nice. Cool. Well,
so I'm just gonna
we'll look forward to hearing more about. I'll report
back next week when I'm much deeper into it.
Great.
What have you been playing?
Well, I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing.
That's a surprise.
Whew, God, that is a good game. I tell you what, although this morning I woke up, I was like every morning I wake up and I check on my island. I'm so excited. I get the morning announcements from Isabel, and then I went to add this second ramp. I got the terraforming stuff now, so like I can change my island to however I want it to be, really. And I've made a waterfall mountain for my house to be on.
I don't know what that means.
It's basically two levels up, and then there's waterfalls coming up from every side. The whole
Fabby
way.
You'll have to come visit your island so we can see this waterfall mountain.
Yeah. I mean, mountain is like, it's more of a waterfall hill. But
I mean, when does a hill become a mountain?
Well, I don't know.
Does a mound become a hill?
I don't know. I do not know. But I woke up this morning and I was all ready to add this other ramp so I could, and then move my house up there so I could complete, so that tomorrow everything would be complete and I could have, you know, I could do other stuff then. But I discovered, much to my chagrin, that you can only have a maximum of 8 inclines and 8 bridges. I did not know that. I already had 8 inclines, and then I had to decide on. I needed one else. I needed one more for this. For my mountain. And so I had to get rid of one somewhere. And I was like, what the fuck? My whole town is perfect. I got paths everywhere. I got, you know, like you can go around the whole thing. You could run around the whole island and never touch grass. And like, I don't know. But now I got to change a whole section. I mean, it's fine. It's really just adding hours onto gameplay,
that's the whole point.
It is. But 8 inclines. What the hell? I wanted to have unlimited inclines. It's fine if you can only, like, you can only build one a day. So, like, you can't just go crazy with them. But, but I would be happy. Like, I would have an incline everywhere if I could. I don't know. You know, like, get up all these cliffs. Animal Crossing is super fun. I'm a little tired of Bunny Day, which is the Easter event that's happening for 2 weeks. It's over in 2 days.
Sunday then?
Yeah, it ends on the 12th as we record this. So that'll be nice. So you're not finding eggs everywhere. Yeah. And there's a fishing tournament tomorrow. So that's pretty exciting. I mean, Animal Crossing it's where it's at. I know.
What does that mean? Are you competing to catch fish just against like your islanders?
Yeah, I think so. I can't remember the fishing tournaments from past games. I mean, I know I've done them, but I think you just want to catch the most fish, and like everybody's fishing all day, and like I think you just compete against your islanders. And I mean, I think it's pretty if you spend an hour fishing, I think it's pretty impossible not to win. You know,
right.
But I could be wrong about that. I don't know. Yeah. We'll find out tomorrow, I guess. I'll report back next week.
All right.
But yeah.
So, well, I guess Abby will keep me posted.
She will. Abby and I have been trading items back and forth, which is cool. She made me a mask today in game. So a doctor's, or it's called a doctor's mask in the game, but She
made him a mask in game.
Mailed it to me. So I mailed her a bathroom sink to say thanks.
Yeah. She needed a bathroom sink.
Did she?
Gotta
wash your hands. That's right. I actually have two sinks in my Animal Crossing bathroom. So.
Oh.
And I found out
grid sinks?
I found out a great little feature. So in Animal Crossing, if you eat fruit or eggs, if you eat something, you get stronger and you can... You have 10 slots. You can eat up to 10 things at once. And then, like, you can use that to, like, dig up a whole tree and move the tree rather than chopping it down and getting rid of it that way and then having to plant a new one. So you can just move your trees, which is super nice. You can also use it to break rocks. But it's super cool. I discovered if you have a toilet and if you've eaten fruit and you don't want the bonus anymore, because sometimes it is detrimental to you. You don't actually want it. But if you've eaten fruit and you don't want it, and then you sit on a toilet, it gets rid of it for you. And then there's this great little dialogue box that pops up. It's like you sit there and like you can't move for a second and it makes like a little noise. And then a little dialogue box pops up that says, well, that takes care of that. I just thought it was so fucking funny. Like you just take a shit. Nice. And you're like, well, that makes perfect sense though, you know?
Yeah, I suppose.
I love Animal Crossing.
What a weird game.
Yep, it's the weirdest, but it's super fun. I've also been playing Smash, you know, nothing new to report there, but just, I don't know. I really like doing the online tourneys in Smash, but they're only every 2 days, like, or there's 2 days of the tourneys I like, which are the, you know, the competitive tourney, like one-on-one, no items, you know, all that kind of stuff. But then the next 2 days are item tournaments, and so I don't play those. So it's like 2 days of a lot of fun playing Smash, and then 2 days of like waiting around for more tournaments. I do play Quick Play a lot, or Battle Arenas too, but they're less fun. Quick Play is less fun because I'm always, even as much as I tell myself not to be worried about my GSP, my fucking number, you know, like my fake internet points, it's impossible not to because they fucking jam it in your face all the time. So it's just like, it's stressful playing Quick Play. Playing the tourney or playing in arenas is much more easygoing, you know?
Like, doesn't affect that.
Because if I lose, like, I'll be like, oh yeah, I'd be happy to play you again, you know? Like, but in Quick Play, I don't ever rematch because I don't want to just lose those points again, you know, like, even though I should rematch because that's how you get better, like playing better people, but
true,
but, such is life. Anyway, this week, Drake, we are going to be playing Super Punch Out on the Super Nintendo. What do you think? Should Indeed. We get to our three questions?
We might as well. Let's see what happens here.
All right, let's do it. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he's stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, here we go. Three questions, Super Punch-Out, Super Nintendo, question number one. What is the main character, your character's name?
It's supposed to be Little Mac, but technically in this one, he's never actually named in the manual or the game or anything.
You got coins there, Jurek. Jurek can't hear the sound effects, so...
I cannot.
I have to tell him when he's correct, when the coins are coming. But that is correct. He doesn't actually have a name in this game. There's a small debate on the internet about whether or not the character in Super Punch-Out is actually Little Mac or not. Apparently, he originally had Little Mac's design from the NES game, but at the last minute, they changed it for unknown reasons, and so he doesn't look like Little Mac. And like you said, he's never named in the game or in the manual, so it's unclear whether you're using Little Mac or just some other random boxer. Which, pretty weird. I don't know. I think there is a skin in Smash Brothers of this guy, but I can't remember.
I would assume so.
I don't ever play Little Mac.
Right.
He's the worst character in Smash Brothers. But
oh, is he?
He is.
Anybody main him?
Well, yes. I mean, he can be, like, he's a noob killer. Like, you will get destroyed by a Little Mac if you're new to the game. But if you know what you're doing, he's so easy to beat because he has no recovery. So you just get him off stage and he cannot come back. Like, just can't. Okay, one for one here, Drake. One
damn right
for one. Here we go. Question number two. While he doesn't appear in the SNES version of Super Punch-Out, Soda Popinski does appear in the arcade version of it. In the original arcade version of Super Punch-Out, what was Soda Popinski's original name?
God.
What was he called originally? They changed his name to Soda Popinski.
Wait, his name is Soda Popinski in this game that we're playing?
It's Soda Popinski in Punch-Out for NES, I think, and the Wii Punch-Out. He's not in Super Punch-Out. But he's in the arcade version of Super Punch-Out, he is in.
His name is something different.
His name is something different. He's Russian. I'll tell you that. They changed his name to Soda Popinski, but in the arcades, they actually did change it in the arcades eventually. But the original Super Punch-Out arcades has him called this, and it's fucking hilarious. I don't know. I don't think you'll ever get it.
Probably not.
So Soda Popinski in the original Super Punch-Out arcade was actually called Vodka Drunk Ensky.
What?
Yep.
Vodka Drunk Ensky.
Vodka Drunk Ensky was his name. And I just thought that question was particularly appropriate for our podcast.
Fitting. We don't touch the vodka.
Like, I kept trying to find where Soda Popinski was in this game. Like, and I was reading like walkthroughs and stuff. Like, but and he just his name never came up. And then I read a little more, and he's not in this one. Soda Popinski. He's one of the guys you fight, and he's just because his name is so recognizable or so unique that
in like the original Punch Out.
Yeah, he's in the original Punch Out, and I think he's in the one for Wii as well. Okay, one for two here, Drake.
One for two.
Question number three. This is an oddball game in that it actually punished the player for using a Game Genie or Pro Action Replay device.
What?
In Super Punch-Out, if you used one of these devices in the career mode, how did they punish you?
How did they punish you?
Yep, I don't quite get how the programming works here, but the game apparently knows if you're cheating. And how did they punish you? Like, what was the punishment for cheating?
I have no idea. you can't actually beat the game, or it just like locks down the hardest difficulty, or like,
I mean, I'm gonna give you 0.5. It's basically correct. I'm going to give you 0.5 because you guessed, but
that's the whole point.
Well, I know, but like a lot of times you know the answer, you know? So the game somehow knew you were cheating and would completely lock you out of the fourth and final circuit. There's three main circuits. There's minor, major, and world or something like that. And if you get, if you go 4-0, there's four matches in each circuit. And if you go 4-0 in all three regular circuits, it'll unlock the special circuit, which is four more matches. And then you get the true ending of the game. But if you use a Game Genie device, it completely locks you out of that special circuit. You can't, even if you went 4-0 in all three regular circuits, it will not unlock the special circuit for you. I do not know how the game knows you're cheating, though. That seems like a crazy bit of programming that's odd. And I'm wondering why other companies didn't do that.
Yeah.
Cause I know game developers did not like the Game Genie, you know?
No.
I never
used it on Super Nintendo. I had one for NES.
I have one for NES. I never use it, but I think I used it. No,
yeah. I used to use it all the time.
Did you like back in the day?
Kid. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I would play, Super Mario Brothers 3 with tons of cheats that just made it. I don't know why I did it, because it just wasn't, like, you use the, there was one of the codes, and one main one I remember was the, like, Skywalker code, which basically is, you just keep jumping in the air, so you just, like, fly through every level,
right.
Like, way up off screen.
Cool. Okay, Drake, 1.5 out of 3 this week. 1.5 out of 3. Not too shabby.
I mean, I feel like I got that third question correct.
All right. I'll give you two. Two out of three.
I said it doesn't let you play like the final, the hardest difficulty.
You did. You did. You did say it. But you said it as like a, well, I'm just going to say something. But you got it right.
Yeah, but I do that all the time. And if I get it right, you still give me full points.
That's true.
If I'm guessing and I get the question right on a test, I still get
the points. You still get the points. That's true. But I don't grade like your teachers, Jerick.
If it's a true false question and I don't know the answer, I have a 50% chance and I guess the right answer, I'll get full points.
That's true. That's true. Cool, cool. Well, Jerick, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Super Punch-Out for the Super Nintendo?
I sure do. Super Punch-Out was released in 1994, and then, like, again, it was, like, re-released in 96 or something, I kept reading on Wikipedia. I didn't really understand what it was saying.
Oh, I didn't read any of that. I don't ever read Wikipedia when I look up the game, so I don't know.
But yeah, it was released originally in 94, but then apparently again in 96, but I couldn't, it didn't say anything about, like, differences or anything in the release, so. Huh. I don't know. It's developed by Nintendo R&D3.
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 Okay.
Published by Nintendo.
Great.
The producer of the game is Genyo Takeda, who is known for, he's like the creator of the Punch-Out series, I think, and Star Tropics.
Oh, Star Tropics. Nice.
But possibly more important is he, when he used to work for, I don't remember now what it was called. It was like some other like kind of research and development kind of program from Nintendo, and he was kind of like the head of it. And he apparently created the battery like memory in NES, in like the NES cartridges.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we can save games because of him.
Because of him on cartridges. Yeah. So the first game to use that. Do you know the first game to use that?
To use save a save feature?
Yeah.
The first
on NES.
On NES to use a save feature was not The Legend of Zelda?
It was.
Oh, it was. Okay, okay.
That's what I was asking. Oh. What was it?
I was pretty sure it was Zelda, but...
Yep.
Okay.
Zelda, indeed. And he apparently also is credited with creating the N64 analog controller, like the joystick.
Ah, so you have him to blame for all your hatred.
Well... I mean,
or he created the joystick, not the.
I guess it said analog controller, but I mean, I think that's kind of referencing the fact that they threw a joystick on there.
I see.
I don't necessarily know that he's the one that decided on the terrible shape and design.
I mean, but I think you mean the great, completely ergonomic design that just makes your hands feel so comfortable when you hold it.
Anyways, moving on. the game's composers are Takashi Kumegawa and Masaru Sakakibara.
Okay. Sakakibara. Do we know what they've done?
No.
No, we don't. Well, should we take a little listen to some of their jams right now?
We should indeed.
Let's do it. It's actually really fucking good.
It is really good. Like, every person you're fighting has their own kind of unique
theme
and they don't all just sound the same, slightly different. They're all very unique and really cool.
And like good, like, I don't know, good, like, it makes me feel like I want to box, you know? I don't know, like, it like gets me hyped, you know? Like, I don't know
if it makes me want to box.
Well, maybe not box, I guess. Like, I don't think, if I'm just being honest, I'm not sure there's anything in my entire life that I've been like, wow, that makes me really feel like boxing.
I could go for some boxing right now.
But it, you know what I mean? It like gets you hype. Like, I don't know. It's good. Yeah. It's good music. I really enjoy it. This game, I really like this game. Just because, we'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah. I have very limited experience in this game. But...
It's a fun game. It's very hard. But just like regular Punch-Out, but.
Right.
So
this is obviously it's a boxing game where you're maybe playing as Little Mac.
Maybe. he has red hair. Little Mac has black hair. So I don't know.
Whoever you're playing as, you're trying to become the World Video Boxing Association champion.
Yes.
And you kind of play like from like a third person perspective, like right behind your boxer, but he's transparent.
He's transparent. Yep.
So you see through him and you can see then, you know, where your punches are going and everything.
And you can see the guy coming at you.
And you can see the guy fighting you.
Yeah.
And you can see all his hands and movements through your character. So you know when to, you can kind of read the character. And it's really all about learning
their movements.
Each boxer you're fighting has their own kind of move sets.
And they have little weaknesses too. It's like, I know, like, I think it's the first or second guy. Or no, it's like... Bald Bull or something, like when he does his little, he does like this charge move where he charges at you.
Yeah.
But if you just do like a left jab or something like that, then he's knocked out immediately. You know, like you just have to do the right move. But which is actually very difficult in Punch Out because this game is a fucking mash fest. Like just fucking mash all the buttons, you know, like, which is, I don't know, like the first guy you fight, we'll get there in a minute, but Gabby J is like super easy by just mashing. Like you can just fucking push every button and win. But then as soon as he's done after that, it's like, you actually have to know what you're doing. So it's not a great intro level because it teaches you wrong. But
cause it's all about, learning the tells and from each person. And if you know, you can eventually learn how to beat each boss and do it or each opponents and do it really fast.
Yeah, eventually the last couple circuits though are really hard. Really hard. I don't think I've ever played the special circuit. In fact, I can guarantee you I've never played the special circuit. I think I've gotten to the world circuit before, I've gotten there. I don't think I've gotten there with a 4-0 record. What do you think, Drake? Should we get to this game? Let's do it. Oh, we better take a shot before we do this. I got mine poured and ready too. We have to pour separate shots. This quarantine business is so odd.
It is.
And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
And let's face it, we're on quarantine. Where are you driving?
Yeah, fucking drink up. Revelers, let's do it. So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Whew. Cilantro is even hard over video because I think there is a slight delay.
Yeah.
Just like ever so slight, but between the video and the audio and all the stuff. And I don't know, it's hard to cheers. When I was editing the last couple.
We cheers while saying it.
Yeah, so we know when to do it. I don't know. All right, should we play some fucking Super Punch Out here?
Let's do it, man.
Let's do it. Gonna unmute the TV. There we go. All right. I guess, do you want to play first?
No.
Are you sure? You've never played.
You got control.
All right. Let's do new game. Here we go. Oh, name registration. Let's do it. Let's do RGR. Retro Perfect. Gaming Revelry. How do I get to the thing? There we go. Okay. Oh my god. Oh, we can only do championship mode because we don't have time attack mode or records view mode unlocked. We can also go to button setting mode, but I'm going to just go to championship mode. Minor circuit. Let's do this. Boom.
Minor circuit.
Here we go. Gabby J. He's from France. 56 years old.
You're fighting a...
I'm gonna fucking beat up an old man.
56-year-old man.
His record is 1-99 is his record.
Let me win. I've lost so many times I forget how winning feels.
I was actually reading some lore about Punch Out and there's Gabby J and Gabby J in this one, but it's like Gabby Mike or Gabby I don't know. There's a different guy. The first guy you fight in the first Punch Out. Apparently the one win that Gabby J here has is against that guy. what was that little beep? What's beeping, Drake?
Oh shit. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's my headset. I was adjusting the volume. Oh, I didn't know that comes through.
It does apparently. Oh my God. No. I'm not paying any attention. I'm getting beat up by Gabby J. Not today.
Come on,
Gabby
J. Take this old man.
I can.
56 years old and he weighs 110 pounds.
I don't know. Oh, I got my special. Oh. Yeah, Gabby. He's dancing around. Oh my God, he socked me one.
Come on, man. Fucking do something.
Oh, he doesn't like the gut punches.
Ah.
Back off and catch your breath. All right, my breath is caught.
Boom. Wait, is he talking to you?
Yeah, that's your...
Oh, there you go.
That's Doc Lewis.
You knocked him down.
Or
one,
actually...
Two.
Oh, he's back up.
Now he's full health again.
Oh,
almost.
God. All right. I'm going to punch him right in his fucking noggin. Oh, my God.
Swear to God, if you lose to this old man.
I'm going to probably. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know any of the tells, and he's blocking all my shots. Oh, my God. He just wrecked me.
I don't know any of the controls, period. Are you playing with your SNES controller?
You know it. You know it. Right here.
God, I got my pro controller.
I had two of them. I gave my second one to our producer, Nathan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was like, there's no time I'm going to need two of these SNES controllers for Switch. Like, you know, yeah. I mean, maybe like when we were in college, that would have been a thing, but like,
oh yeah, for sure.
But in our adult lives, I pretty much play solo.
TKO.
And Nate actually plays his Super Nintendo app a lot. So I was like,
yeah, it looks like I looked at his thing. He's played it for like 50 or 60 hours.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I'll give him my second controller, because I bought two and I never even opened the second one, you know, so.
Yeah, I was considering, I mean, I knew, you know, Final Fantasy VII was coming out soon, so I didn't want to get into something that would take a long time, but I was considering at some point maybe trying, I've never played the Breath of Fire games.
Oh, yeah, you should,
those are on there.
They're both on there. If I'm just being honest, I would maybe just play Breath of Fire 2. You don't really need to play both to understand story or anything. It's just Breath of Fire 1 is very primitive. It's hard. Oh wait, how do I do this? Here we go. Swap. Okay. Oh, cool. I swap to you.
All right.
Sweet. You can play.
Sweet.
No, oh my God. Bear Hugger.
It's
Bear Hugger. Canada. It's not
32
Ball
years old. 440 pounds.
I think I read when he does his charge attack at you, you want to do a left, which is Y, a left jab. So just press Y and don't press up with Y. Like just press Y. Y and B are basically your buttons. B does a right hand move and Y does a left hand move. And if you press up, if you just press them singly without any direction, they'll punch in the stomach. If you press up, they'll punch in the face. And then you want to block. Oh my God. Bear Hugger he's toying with you. I don't know what he's doing.
No.
Oh, you got him. Yeah. Get him. Get him. Oh my God. Oh my God. He rocked you.
Jesus.
I think you should mash or something. I don't really know how to come back. I think you get three knockouts. Oh my God, he does like this like little like ear thing, like he like bops you in the fucking ears. Jurek, you gotta get this guy.
I know, but he's just clobbering me with that that move.
You can move around too. You can what was that two that little
I don't know, it's like is that your hand coming up to like point at something for me?
I don't know. I didn't press any buttons. My controller was just on the table.
I think he knocked me the fuck
TKO,
out.
Oh my
oh, wait,
God.
No, that's me.
Oh, that's you. What are you doing? How did you get a
moving
little...
the right joystick?
Oh, I don't have a right joystick. I'm on
no,
a Super Nintendo
don't.
Controller. All right. Well, interesting.
All right.
All right. Well, Bear Hugger took Trick down pretty hard. You want to give it another shot?
And like, wait, what was I supposed to do against him?
Well, he never even got to doing his crazy charge attack or whatever.
That wasn't the crazy charge attack?
I don't think so. Maybe it is.
Hobbled me on both sides of my head.
I think when he's doing that, you want to press Y and no direction. Like, just Y. But I could be wrong. I think you want to do a left jab. I don't know. Like, you should try and punch him in the stomach when he's blocking up like that.
Like, punching him in the body doesn't that. That's when he just, laughs at me because his body's too strong.
His body's too strong. Yes, that's right. He's too fucking fat. Okay. This fucking guy, Bear Hugger is demolishing you. Oh my God.
He is. Yeah. He really is.
All right. Well, I mean, I think you got it this time for sure. Almost. Maybe this is like the match where you have to you have to fucking wear him out. Like, just don't let him hit you. Let him wear himself out. And then you can knock him out in one punch.
Got to rope-a-dope him.
You got to rope-a-dope him, bro. Fucking float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Fucking,
I'm not
boxing.
Muhammad Ali. I can't do this shit.
Yeah. Hit it, Jurek. Woo.
Oh God.
Atrak is in control. I didn't press anything. I think you're mashing.
it was my mashing. It did something.
I think you probably pressed L and R at the same time.
Oh yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Oh, you got him. That was good. Oh yeah. Don't punch him in the stomach. Remember, he doesn't.
I know. I'm trying to punch him in the face.
Yeah, right in the face. Oh my God, you're rocking his fucking ass. Go attack him now. Go attack him now. Oh yeah. Actually, I don't even know if your coach is Doc Lewis in this one. If you're not Little Mac, it might not be Doc Lewis.
Ah.
Is this it? No, you got one more.
Oh, no, he got
TKO.
Me.
TKO. Damn. Bear Huggers.
I was wailing on him there for a little bit.
Look at how colorful and good this looks, though.
It does look really good.
It's just, like, so nice. The characters look good, and, like, I don't know, the art, I don't know. It's all very good. I'm going to switch now.
Yeah, you take control back.
Okay, I think I did it.
Yeah, and chose the controller on you.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay, cool. Okay, Bear Hugger, here we go. You've come back for another spanking, eh?
See what you can do against this guy, because I do not understand him.
I probably don't understand him either. I've beaten him before, but I probably was reading guides or something. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like, I had a guide up there.
Oh. Okay, I got to stop. Ah! Okay.
He's really hard, man.
He is really fucking hard. All right. Okay.
Punch up Bear Hugger.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, he's gonna wallop you.
I can't even get him. Like, you at least took some life away from him.
Yeah, on my second try, I don't know what I did. All of a sudden, I just kind of got him in a loop. It was just able to just wail on his face. Really, this is the second
fucking match.
Guy?
Okay, I get it. I gotta try this one more time. I think I get it now. You have to, like, I don't know, when he's about to do his little pop thing, you gotta pull back and dodge it. Like, press down, basically, which pulls you back. I think. I don't know. This is fucking hard. I don't know if we're... Oh, we got a game over here. Okay.
No.
Well, do you... Oh, don't retire. Try again. One win, three losses. We did it. Oh, yep. That was a straight up game over. Do we have to fight Gabby J again now?
Oh.
What happens if we continue?
Can you do continue?
Oh, I've played one on this. Okay.
You have played on this.
Oh, now we can view records.
Because now we have a record.
Now we have a record. Here, I'm going to... You want to fight...
Do we fight the first dude again?
I think so. So I gave control back to you. Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
Oh, wait. No, you didn't.
Well, I think I did. I'm pretty sure you're in control. Yeah, because you're player one now. And I was player one before. Are you in control? Yeah.
I think so.
This is so weird. It's way simpler to just pass the controller back and forth like we normally do.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you can get him. Don't forget, this guy you can punch in the stomach. Boom. Oh, gut shot. Yeah, fuck him up. Gabby J, you suck. It is a little misleading, though, because Gabby J is so easy, and then Bear Hugger is, impossible.
Right.
Like, come on, let's just like, how about the difficulty ramps up gradually? You know, he can be a little harder, and maybe he is only a little harder, and we just don't know how to play.
I guess, yeah.
I think that's probably it, but like, you can counter moves. You have to do the opposite move they're doing. So I don't know. I don't know if that means like, if he's throwing an, like a right uppercut or like a, I don't know. I don't even know what the terminology is. Fucking like a right up move where he's punching your face. If you do a left up move to block it, or if you do a left down move to block it, cause that would be the true opposite. I don't know. I don't really get it.
Me neither.
I have played this game and gotten fairly far.
Kicking my ass.
He is kicking your ass because you just got a mash on this guy. Just like fucking.
Yeah, I just don't fully understand.
So
like the controls in this game.
And then you have a special meter down there. When your special meter is all the way full, press A, I think, or and you'll do like your power move, your super KO punch. Yeah, press it. Boom! Oh man, he blocked it. Oh yes. You just fucking rocked him.
Clocked him right in the face with that. Oh, you got right back up.
That's okay. You'll get him. You'll get him this time. Oh, my God. Get him. Get him.
Yeah. Fuck this old man. You know, I want to fight him in a boneyard match.
A boneyard match. Revelers, did any of you watch WrestleMania? What the fuck was WrestleMania this year?
It was so weird.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Fucking... Like, okay, I will say the Boneyard match between The Undertaker and AJ Styles was probably the best match of WrestleMania. Like, that one was cool.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed that one.
The next night, the Firefly Funhouse match with John Cena and The Fiend. What the fuck was that? That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. It was like a match in quotation marks, that apparently took place in John Cena's mind.
Yeah,
I really couldn't understand what was happening.
I understand what was going on, that whole thing.
Yeah. And there was no winner. I don't know. It was super weird. John Cena just disappeared at the end. I didn't watch Raw the next
honestly,
night.
I wasn't even like paying attention at the end. So I didn't even know John Cena just like disappeared.
Yeah. Like, so the Fiend like got him and he like was on the ground and John Cena's just like laying there, and then the Fiend just like puts his arms out in this weird pose, and then John Cena just boop, he just disappears. It's like they just fucking edited him out of there, and then he just popped out of existence, like with no animation or anything. He just did it, like he just is gone. And then the Fiend is just standing there, and then the match ends. Or then like the announcers come and say, well, that was weird. You know, it was like, okay, well.
That was weird.
Did you beat him?
I did.
Nice.
Barely.
All right,
how do you...
Oh, do I take control now? All right, here we go. All right, here we go. This is it. I'm going to fucking take down...
And that the final match on night two between... whatever, Brock Lesnar and Drew McIntyre was just terrible.
Well, Drew McIntyre, I mean, much credit to him. He had to fucking carry that whole match. Brock Lesnar sucks as a wrestler.
No, Brock Lesnar he can't wrestle at all.
No.
It was literally like, they both just did their finishing move to each other like four times, and then it was over.
And then it was over. But, you know, like Drew, oh my God. Ah!
I know, and after that match, because I was like, oh, Drew McIntyre won, and me and Abby before were talking about how, you know, even these wrestlers with, like, just normal names, they don't actually use their real names, and, like, Drew McIntyre's name, I don't even remember what it is, but it's, like, Andrew something something the fourth. He's got some weird fancy name, and he instead chose to go by Drew McIntyre.
I'm doing better this time.
Are you, though?
Well, I don't know.
You've taken a little bit of health off
boom.
Of him.
When he does his little wavy thing, oh my God, you fucking go at him. Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah, like I was able to, okay, yeah. Oh, you had an opening there. Just clobber him. Go.
Yes!
And walk out for his double attack. Watch out for his double attack thing and just wail on him.
Oh, hey man, yes.
You got this.
Go hit him now, it says.
Look out.
It always says hit him now. Oh my God.
I know. I don't know why it says that.
Oh, he got me down, but I got him to half life or half a life bar.
You were he had you so low before you kind of like even figured out what your you're supposed to be doing to him. Yeah, see, now you're getting it, man.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yes. Right. Fucking got him. I mean, I doubt
dancing on his twinkle toes.
It's not going to be a KO, but.
No, he's gotten back up. Yeah, I don't understand how. Okay, so.
Okay.
There is a speed run of this game.
Is there?
Yeah. But, okay, so the speed run is weird in that it tallies your total time in each match. Like, it doesn't count anything in between matches.
Ah, I see.
Which makes it a lot faster than it should.
Okay, let's see. This guy sucks. I fucking am dominating Bear Hugger now. Boom! Okay, so let's see. I would say speedrun, let's say 6 minutes and 4 seconds. Is that way too fast?
That's actually too long.
That's too long? Oh my god.
I was going to say, you...
TKO, I beat him. Bear Hugger, fuck you. He wasn't actually that hard at all. You just have to actually play the game. Like, you have to dodge him and, you know, like, do the things. Down is your friend. The down button is your friend. You'll just back up and miss... His punches will miss you.
Okay.
All right, you want to try the next guy? Let's see.
Yeah.
Swap players. There we go.
This really confused me when I was looking at the speed run.
Oh, yeah. What's the time?
Record. 2 minutes and 36 seconds.
2 minutes and 30? What? For a speed run of the entire game?
Because that's, every championship level.
Okay,
he is able to beat every guy in a maximum of 15 seconds.
Yeah, I think every guy has one crazy weakness where it'll one punch KO them.
Every time he knocks them down, they're just down for the count.
Oh, wow. I think it's all about timing. So, I read a thing and I don't remember what it was. So that's very super helpful. Yeah. It had something to do with the timer. It's like when they're knocked out, or they're stunned. Can you stun them? Do you stun them? Is that, I don't know. Something about the timer stops. And when you punch, if you land the punch, as soon as the timer starts again, it'll be a one punch KO. So you have to just learn the timing of that. But I don't remember what the parameters were to like when the clock stops. Who is this guy? I didn't even see his name. Piston Hurricane. He's rocking you hard.
I know. I had him going for a little bit He just became like invincible and just was wailing on me with me able to even dodge or block or anything.
Fucking Apollo Creed over here. He looks like he's based on Apollo Creed. I guess I'm just saying that because he's a black guy. Maybe that's racist of me. I apologize.
I knocked him down. So we got that going for us. Two count.
Yeah, he doesn't look like Apollo Creed at all, actually. Well, he kind of does. Piston Hurricane, though. That's a sweet fucking name. All the characters in these games have such cool names. Like Piston Hurricane, Bear Hugger.
Bear Hugger.
Vodka Drunkinsky.
Shit.
You're smashing. You're mashing, bro.
I know. I just got to not touch like the shoulder buttons.
All the Smash streamers that I watch, they're always like, whenever they're playing like a lower level player, they're always like,
there was no way I could like dodge that shit.
You mashing, bro. You mashing.
Sometimes you got to mash.
Did you win?
No.
No. Can I try him?
Sure didn't. Yeah, man.
Here we go.
You give it a try while we discuss our discussion.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we might have to be done.
We're actually running low on time here. What is our discussion question? Hang on. It's one from Lamont. Thank you, Lamont.
It is indeed.
Once again for providing us with such good discussion questions. Oh, yeah. Okay, here. If you could put a non-video game character into Smash Brothers, who would it be and why? A non-video game character. Boy. I don't like, know.
So what if this characters that are not, you know, their origin is not video games.
But they're in.
But there has been video games based on them.
Yeah, so like, you know, like a ton of people for some reason want Goku and Smash. But to me, that's Goku stupid. Is an anime character. He's not a video game character. I mean, he's in lots of video games.
There's been plenty of Dragon Ball video games.
No, I know that, but he didn't originate in video games, you know? No. Like, he's an anime character that just also has video games. Right.
That works then. Like, if I were to say, like, you know, one of the X-Men or...
Yeah, yeah.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah, because they're not... You know, an X-Man is not going to be in Smash Brothers, you know, like,
right. Because they started somewhere else. Cause yeah. I mean, I feel like that could work like a Wolverine or something.
Yeah. That would be kind of sweet actually. I mean, sorry. I'm now playing this fucker.
Yeah. He's going to lure you into a false sense of security and just start wailing on you. That's what he did to me. I felt like I had him in a good position. And then all of a sudden, there was just nothing I could do.
Well,
I couldn't dodge his shit. All of a sudden, he just starts unloading.
He's doing it. He's doing it to me.
That's what I'm saying, man. He just all of a sudden starts doing this. He just goes and goes and goes.
I just got fucking wrecked.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happens there. You start to feel okay about this guy, and then he just starts punching nonstop. And there seems to be nothing you can do to stop that.
It's okay. I got him once. I fucking got him once. Boom.
Yeah, I think I got him once too.
Non-Smash Brothers character or non-video game character in Smash Brothers. You know who I think would be kind of a cool character to be in Smash Brothers? This is a super obscure pick. And I don't know why I just thought of it, but I did. The Mask. Jim Carrey from The Mask. Would be a sweet character in Smash Brothers.
That could be interesting.
You're right. This guy just fucking gets you. TKO.
Yeah.
God damn it. There's nothing you can do. Well, do you want to try him again? Or
no.
No? I think I'm going to say the Mask.
Kind of the first thing that popped into my head was Hellboy.
Oh, Hellboy. Hellboy would be sweet. I mean, like, yeah, Hellboy would be a fucking sweet addition to Smash.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or what's like a... Let's see. I don't know why I thought of The Mask. I just think like
The Mask could probably work. He has a lot of like kind of cartoony attacks and stuff too.
Yeah. Or like, what about like, you know, a cool character for Smash? I think would be like, and it does have video game origins, but is not not origins, but you know, classic video game. But like Scrooge McDuck. You know, Scrooge McDuck could be a fucking cool Smash character. He could use his pogo stick from the NES game, you know, and bounce on bitches. Fucking spike them to the fucking ground.
Fucking throw treasure at you.
Yeah, throw treasure at you, exactly. His final Smash would be swimming in coins.
Coins are not liquid.
If you jumped into a big vault of coins, you would just hit the top and splatter to your doom. Like, it would be like hitting the ground. Like,
there's an episode of Family Guy where it's, you know, one of the cutaways or whatever, and Peter is fantasizing that or something, and he dives off the diving board and then just hits it, like his bones just break out of his leg. He's like, oh my god, coins are not liquid, why did I think this would work?
Well, I mean, also those ducks have a uncanny swimming ability, so maybe ducks can swim in coins, whereas
ducks
human
can
beings
swim in gold coins.
Yeah, human beings can't. So I'm gonna make my answers Scrooge McDuck or The Mask.
I'm gonna go like, I'm going like comic booky character, you know, like Hellboy.
Hellboy's
or
good.
Wolverine
would be sweet. Yeah. Wolverine would probably be similar to a sword character. His sword would be his claws, but like,
right. Maybe Cyclops.
Cyclops could be cool. Yeah. He'd be like a zoner with his.
Yeah. Gambit could be cool.
Cool
card things.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of, you know, well, I was gonna say, like, oh man, why haven't they made an X-Men fighting game? But there's, you know, Marvel versus Capcom, and you know, just all
there was. There was an X-Men fighting game on the GameCube that was awesome.
There was.
Yes, we've talked about this before. No, we used to play it at the UVTs.
No, that's not a fighting game. That's
it is too.
Which game are you talking about?
I don't remember what it was called now. Like Next Dimension or something.
Interesting. That's you're not thinking of Legacy, X-Men Legacy, right?
No. No, there was like a one-on-one X-Men fighting game that we used to play all the time.
With me? Like I was there?
X-Men fighting.
If I'm just being honest, you know, we were pretty drunk back then, Drake. I don't remember a lot of stuff.
Yeah, X-Men Next Dimension.
Next Dimension, interesting. I need to look.
You could
that
like
up.
You would like punch them, and the levels were kind of like changing. Like I
you could punch
a guy
through.
And they'd go flying through like the wall.
I remember that.
You're
now.
In a slightly different area.
Yep. Okay. Cool. Well, Drake, I think it is time for final shots for final thoughts. What do you think?
It is indeed.
Do you got yourself a shot poured?
I do.
Well. In that case, revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Ooh. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Okay. Drake, how many green boxing gloves out of 5? No, out of 10. We're doing 10 now, right? Didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we change that last week or 2 weeks ago? Okay, so how many green boxing gloves out of 10 do you give Super Punch-Out for the Super Nintendo?
I'm going to give it a solid 4.
A solid 4 out of 10. 10,
never mind.
Yeah.
8.
8, okay. I was like, a 4 out of 10? Boy, I think it's a little
solid
better than
that. 4 out of 10. No, 8. Well, maybe an 8.5 even.
8.5, okay.
It is good. I imagine it would be more fun if I more so knew how to play.
Honestly, when I figured out the bear hugger match, I was having a lot of fun. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It was cool. Like dodging, bobbing and weaving, you know, like doing the boxing thing. Like I said, I have actually progressed in this game even farther than this guy. So I've beaten this guy before. I don't remember but I'm talking about like when I was in fourth grade or something, you know, like not any time in the recent past. But yeah, this game is so good. I think I'm going to also give it an 8. Actually, I think I'm going to give it a 9. I'm going to go 9 out of 10 for this game. I think it looks so good. The colors are beautiful for some.
Yeah,
like,
it looks fantastic.
It really does, and the music is fucking great. I mean, it controls fine. Like, there's no, I didn't even playing online. You know, I didn't notice any fucking lag or anything. Although I don't know the game well enough to like know if there was lag or something. But
right.
But I don't know. Yeah, this game is just all around freaking great. Drick, what did other people think of this game?
Well, first, I have a couple reviews from Amazon, actually.
Oh,
for this one,
a couple of Amazon.
A popular enough game.
Oh, yeah. They're not all just, the game didn't work.
Yeah, they weren't all, yeah, just that. There were two that I have that are kind of funny. One, I don't know if he was being serious in this one or if he's just joking around the whole time. Hopefully he's joking around. So it says, this game is gimmicky. Gimmicky is spelled way wrong.
How is it spelled? I just got it.
G-I-M-M-A-C-K-Y.
Gimmacky. Okay.
But yeah, so this game is gimmicky. All large... I'm assuming this person is not a native English speaker.
Okay.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt here.
Yep, that seems right.
So he says, all large percent of the boxers have weird names and are weird themselves, like Bear Hugger, Mad Clown, Bald Bull, and get this, Bob Charlie, which is a spoof of Bob Marley. Some of their finishing moves are weird too, like Mad Clown using balls to hit you with, Dragon Chan using kicks to beat you, even though that's illegal in boxing. And so is using a cane, in which Boy Quarlo does. I don't know who that is.
He's one of the guys.
Yeah. but the weirdest move is the hair whip used by Heike Kagero. That makes no sense. You can't hurt anybody just by whipping your hair.
You
the upside is that this game is challenging and gets challenging with each circuit, and you get to see your name on the scoreboard if you score high enough to. I'd give this game a 6 out of 10.
Okay. Well, you know, he doesn't hate it.
Yeah, or more accurately, he gave it 3 out of 5 stars.
Okay. I love that he rates it 6 out of 10, but also already rated it 3 out of 5 stars.
Yeah. And then this other guy wrote a review that the title is, "Why is the kickboxer not disqualified?"
Well, that seems right. I mean, yeah. Come on.
He says, "Love this game, except for the dumb Magna character who kicks. This is supposed to be boxing, not MMA. I call shenanigans."
Ah, get your brooms! Get your brooms!
At least I assume he's supposed to be saying, "I call shenanigans." What he actually says is, "I call shadigans."
Shadigans. Well, let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
I think he's trying to say shenanigans.
I agree.
But yeah, professional reviewers all seem to love it. It's got a...
I mean, this game is a fucking classic.
Yeah, 83.5% on game rankings. EGM gave it an 8.25 out of 10. GamePro, 4.5, 5. Game Informer, 4 out of 5. IGN, 8 out of 10. So...
Yeah. I mean, this game...
Everyone gave it pretty high reviews.
It's fucking good. I don't know. It takes some doing, you know, like you're not just going to start it up and beat it, but that's how every game of this era was.
That's just how games were back then for the most part,
you know?
I mean, hell, just, I don't know. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago? After I beat Cuphead and then Final Fantasy VII was coming out in a few days. So I didn't want to start anything big. And Abby's like, "You should play Lion King on the Super Nintendo." God, that game's fucking impossible.
It is not impossible. I've beat it a million times.
But it's so hard.
It is really fucking hard. But and actually, I never realized, like, I had it as a kid, that game, so I played it a ton. Yeah. I got really good at that game. Like, I was
much better at it as a kid than I am now.
That's such a weird thing. Like, why were we so good at games back then, but not anymore? I guess because we don't play them for hours at a time anymore.
Yeah. You know? I mean, some games I'm still good at. Like, after I got too frustrated with that, I put Aladdin on Super Nintendo back in, and I beat it in, like, 30 minutes.
How far did you get in Lion King?
Elephant Graveyard, third level.
Oh, that one's, you can get past that one. It's the Stampede that's really hard. That's the...
I didn't make it that far.
Oh, okay. The Stampede.
Those goddamn hyenas that you fight in the Elephant Graveyard kill you in like 3 hits.
Well, you don't fight them, you just ignore them.
And you gotta fight them. At least a couple of them, they block your path. It blocks your path until you beat them.
Oh, huh. There's a... At the very beginning of the level, you can skip half the level.
Yeah, I think there's ways, out of it, kind of.
I don't know. I guess there's weird secrets. Isn't it funny how you play a game and, like, you haven't played it in years, and, like, all of a sudden you're playing it, and you're like, oh, I'm just going to go over here, and boom, like, half the level's beat. Like, you just, it's like muscle memory where the secrets are. Yeah. Well, cool.
Anyways.
Super Punch Out.
Good stuff, indeed.
Jurek, if the revelers wanted to tweet at you about Super Punch Out, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actirak, which is spelled AKTIRAK.
And you can find me on Twitter at @early_Matt, and early is spelled EARLEY, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at RetroRevelry. Can they email us, Jurek?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And please do email us, tweet us, any game suggestions, discussion questions. Jurek, we still need to make t-shirts that say "Be Like Lamont."
Be like Lamont.
So, because Lamont, thank you once again for the discussion question tonight. You know, Lamont is he interacts with us, unlike some of you revelers out there, although some of you do and have, but we would love to hear from you, especially in these quarantine times. I'm just going to be honest. I live by myself, y'all. And like, I could use somebody to talk to, yeah. You know, like,
I mean, we hung out virtually, last night.
We did. But yeah, just reach out, you know, shoot us an email, shoot us a tweet.
Yeah. We can play some games with you maybe if we have them.
Yeah. Be fucking sweet.
Let's get a big old retro gaming revelry fan Mario Kart going.
Yeah, let's do it.
On Discord.
Let's fucking do it, actually. Let's, in fact, next week, we will have details about the Mario Kart get together. Yeah, I'm going to make something happen. I just decided that trick. But yeah, so thanks for listening this week. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app, or give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. I really don't think there's ratings anywhere else.
No, I don't know. Who knows? I don't use Apple Podcasts, so I don't even know about that.
Well, I do, and I rate things, but we would love it if you did too, Revelers. I think that's about it, though, Jurek. You want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week. Game on, Ivan Dragos.
Game on, Ivan Dragos. Oh, I got him.
You got him.
I got him. All right. I can play this game. I know how to play this game. Now that we're not recording.
Yeah.